One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lippy, let me ask you this. So you're a CEO of a company. Yep. What would your receptionist have to do to get 1.25 million a year?
Should I tell you the truth?
I don't want to know the truth.
No, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's fine. This is a football club. Yeah. Her first touch better be on point. Yeah, she better be good in the air. Yeah, really. I need a defender. I need an experienced centre back.
Your lid's not on properly, by the way. It's a catastrophe waiting to happen.
But it's on you're right.
Long. You run all my cups out, man. All right.
I just don't know where they are, bruv.
No.
They should be there, sir. There, sir, man.
I like that Dimmy top, though.
Huh? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cold.
I like that.
Dimmy!
Look at stonewashed grey.
This
that's childish. Aww. That's childish. And you, Pope?
Why'd you fill it to the brim?
I'm sorry, man. Yes, you were right. You should have been at the top.
Already.
It's not late. It's not too late.
Before kick off.
One second.
Not too late.
Is that what we are doing?
Bro.
After I'm from America ringing up the man, them saying, after the one episode, you need to be at the top. I even say he needs to be at the top. I get you to
I'm
the
still,
top.
Still,
he takes you and then
the
you're keen in the
no,
tunnel.
I never said that. I'm saying, yo, because of the spillage, it's me that cleans that, you know, by the way.
What do you mean? Why?
I wash.
What these hair? You take these home?
I take them home and wash it.
You don't take
these home. He had me as well, bro. That's cold. I was like, Rab, my guy.
You should definitely be up here.
Yeah.
Boys, you ready?
Oh my days.
Bullet dodging.
Mm.
Signings.
Yeah.
They're a crucial part of football. Obviously, his transfer window is open right now. Some players go on to be stars, some flop, hit or miss. And a few players are bullets that other clubs have dodged.
100.
You know what I mean?
For instance, there's a big one, a big, big one. And how do you say his name?
His name is Mykhailo Mudryk.
Mykhailo Mudryk. Like, potentially facing a 4-year ban for testing positive for performance enhancing substance called meldonium.
Meldonium.
So I think on that note, we should probably take a look at some of the other bullets that clubs have dodged.
Yeah.
And by the way, who here said that they wanted to sign Mudryk?
It was me. I tried to get him to Arsenal. I was actually involved in the deal. I saw the...
How much was he?
80-something million.
Rising
man.
To?
No, it was something.
I think rising it was something to 80. Rising to 80, yeah. But yeah, man, I saw the interview with Zinchenko's wife.
Hold up. Before you say that, the crowd, you lot need to remember, please like, comment, and subscribe.
Make sure, please.
And you saw his wife?
I did, man. I saw Zinchenko's wife speaking to Mudryk, and she said, as gunners.
You heard her then?
Yeah, but didn't happen. But in hindsight, massive bullet dodged. I think, I'm not even trying to take the piss out of Mudryk. I think even if he didn't have a drugs ban, it would have been a bullet dodged because that isn't a great footballer for the price that Chelsea paid.
For me, and it might be because of the banned substances, he just was starting to look good. I could see
the substances were kicking in.
I don't know if it's the substances because I've just
look,
watched.
Look, I'm in training.
Let me tell you something, and I'm fully against that, yeah? But I just watched I think it was called the Performance Enhanced Games or the Enhanced Games recently. So they let people, swimmers, weightlifters, take drugs and set records.
That's safe. That's mad safe. Like,
I'm talking extra seconds, knocked off, extra seconds. Yeah, all of that, bruv.
That's mad.
Extra two, like 20 kg each side weights, all of that. So it definitely does enhance you.
Yeah.
It definitely works. So the fact that he was doing that, although he does plead his innocence, so it's allegedly.
No, man, I see a video, a training video that got uploaded. Thiago Silva looked at him when he took his top off. And he like, flexed. Whoa. And Thiago just went, it's not good.
Yeah?
And he walked away.
Is it?
Yeah, he flexed his muscle and he went, that's not good. And he shook his head and walked off. Thiago Silva, you know.
That's somatic.
You would have had to have paid him 100K a week.
Which ain't too bad in today's market.
Not too bad in today's market. Obviously, he was set to join Arsenal. In fact, it was, I think Arsenal and Chelsea both submitted similar bids. Only one had a different structure to the other. So in the end, he chose Chelsea. Lippy, let me ask you. Do you, well, it's obvious. That's a definite bullet dodged.
Yeah,
it's a definite bullet dodged, man.
I think this one is not even a conversation.
Yeah. Can I throw something there?
Go on.
Angel's advocate.
Go on. Whoa.
That it wouldn't take drugs.
Yeah, we don't deal with the devil, man. That's Ali to Man United fans.
I rebuke.
This is the one player where I just think Arteta gets a different Mudryk. I think Chelsea Football Club signed a lot of players and a lot of players haven't worked. And I think maybe his way of trying to become one of the front runners because he felt a bit of pressure with the likes of Neto coming in and so many wingers being there. I think he said to himself, let me go try to do a little thing and hopefully no one finds out. Maybe recommended by someone. Maybe someone gave it to him and said, this is a performance enhancing thing, but don't worry, it's safe. And then...
Neck of the woods is that part of the world?
What's that?
Ukraine.
Yeah, but no. What is that called?
What are you talking about? What, Eastern Europe, Western Europe,
Eastern Europe. Right. Okay. There you go.
The comments kill me saying it's east. I don't know if it's east.
I watched a documentary.
Yeah.
And it was about a doctor that was supering up a lot of the Eastern European athletes, footballers. Point I'm going to make: allegedly, it's quite common over there. I wouldn't be surprised if a load more are doing it. And then, as I say, he was the most high profile.
Yeah.
And that's why we're seeing it with him. But it's quite common.
I'm sure Russia got banned from the Olympics.
They did. Yeah, they did. See, they did.
Because of that?
Yeah.
It's cold over there, man.
They got banned from the Olympics. Their football players got banned. Like,
are they banned for that? Or are they banned for what they banned for?
I think for most sports that year, they were banned.
I think the whole of sports, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot for most sports.
I ain't seen Russia in a second.
They're banned from beat soccer, I can tell you that.
Is it?
They're not around in beat
soccer. Wait, so back to Mudryk.
It's different now.
How many years did he get banned?
It might be four.
So he'll still have, will he still have a couple years in his contract?
Probably, yeah.
Chelsea.
Is he on a ban?
No, a driving ban.
He's at on remand, basically.
He's so dumb.
There's just too many things happening, man.
Still a Chelsea player.
He was hyped up a lot. For me, we're in this new era of certain things, and I always go back to the Pepe, watching him on YouTube and thinking, oh my God, this is Henri on the way, right? Mudryk was the same. I'm seeing him 1v1, he destroys everyone. I'm not seeing what we actually saw of him running off the pitch, no end product. So they've got a compilation of everything that was sick.
Highlights.
His agent made that,
that's
man.
That's what highlights are.
No, but to be fair, that's harsh though. Did you watch him against Real Madrid?
Was he actually good then?
That's what you need
against
to do.
Against Real Madrid, I didn't know nothing about him.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing. You know, you always watch them sides and you're like, who's that one little blonde hair moving crazy? And then I still didn't think about it moving forward. And then when it got brought up again, I was like, oh yeah, I saw him against Real Madrid. He's really, really, really good. Yeah. I just think them type of players there, because there's not much man out of Ukraine probably playing in the whole of Europe like that. If their man are at home, crazy. The moment you take him out of his home and ask him to replicate the same thing without enough life experience,
I kind of agree with you though, man. Chelsea ain't really had great attacking players since like this new Chelsea. And I remember his debut. I think he was against Liverpool. Bro, he came on and was moving.
What?
He was moving mad against Liverpool.
So if there was a bit of structure in that Chelsea front three, maybe could have seen something.
Goes back to what Paul said about Arsenal.
If he goes to Arteta and we've got the Odegaard and Saka and
Rice next
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Arteta runs a tight ship. So all the foolishness and that, it's not running in Arsenal.
And apparently he's a nice kid, by the way. Yeah.
Everyone that tells him they meet him, they're like, he is one of the nicest people.
So I hope it is. I hope he's not been taking those
misguided
things.
Man. Well, misguided.
He's on drugs, unfortunately. So he's cool. He's cool. He's he can try to, because you know how I know he's on drugs. Definitely. He didn't even try to do the
what?
Nah, I was just yamming my wife's yogurt
or
and
eggs.
There was a supplement
eggs.
In there. Like, I didn't know. He was just like.
You got me.
You know what? It's a tats.
Yeah,
makes it look even worse. The crazy. Optics just are crazy. Like he could be a nice guy, but the guy's coming with 100 tats on his body. Yeah. He's taking drugs, flexing.
You know what's bad as well? When he had the long blonde hair, there was innocence. Beckham with tats. Yeah. As soon as he went the blonde thing, I say, yeah, man, come on.
Hey, crowd, do you think Arsenal dodged a bullet with Modric? But moving on.
Moving on. I think this... Like, you see some bullets, you just know you dodged that bullet. You know, I'll get lit by that bullet this time. That's a rocket.
Do you think that this is that though, Lips?
No,
yeah?
It's not.
No,
it's
let me
not,
tell you it? Why. Let
but
me
go
tell
on,
you
go
why.
On. No, go on. Yeah.
Who are we speaking about before we get there?
Antony from Ajax.
Pew, pew, pew.
He went to United with Ten Hag, obviously. And that has gone how it's gone. He was linked with a couple teams. I remember, I don't know if we were active, but I remember even Arsenal were trying to say...
I think there was a
and
little subtle.
Everyone, probably not everyone, but Liverpool... was like concrete involved. Salah extended. Uh-huh. That was the bullet dodge. That was the Neo from Matrix.
Imagine replacing Salah.
Because this is my
Anthony.
Thing. I hear what you're about to say. I don't think he would have been as bad as he's been as you lot.
Yeah.
But come on, bro.
It's still a bullet dodge. No. I'm agreeing with you. It's still a bullet dodge.
And I don't even diss Anthony because he works hard. Yeah. Always. Follows instructions. He does this. A bit petulant, but he works hard.
That's the issue.
I respect it.
You know when a man's trying his hardest and that's what it looks like? We have to say, all right.
My bad.
My bad to your family.
I'll be completely honest, bro. This next what hour is going to be bare...
United.
Exactly.
That's why we wanted you to stay.
Bro, if the names pop up before I say it, I'm just going to put my hand up and say, gotcha. But we've taken the bait on too many players and too many clubs have dodged the bullet. But you could argue Antony would have looked better in the Liverpool shirt. Not would have started in front of Salah, but coming off the bench, la-di-da-di-da. But there's a lot of players that would have been better in different environments. So if they dodged the bullet, you could say that because of how they look now in a United shirt. But is that necessarily dodging a bullet?
I think for all of these players, it's going to be a hindsight thing. No one, when you lot got Antony, everyone didn't go, oh my days, you got Antony, you lot are pissed. Like,
it was a good
we
shot.
Just sat there and watched and thought, how's this going to go, innit? Yeah.
I'm with you.
And yeah, 9 times out of 10, I think especially with Antony, because I think fans do it in general, but especially United fans at this point, where you just thought, a youth that you're getting is the truth. You understand? You're saying,
I think the way Ten Hag made it seem like we were fighting for him. And we didn't sign him straight away. There was bare little, and then we got him, paid the big bucks, and it was like, oh, another marquee signing.
The reason why I feel sorry for Antony is because he's, again, it's a young player that makes a move, huge amounts of pressure. But then I think it's weird because you've already got wingers at the club, and then you bring in another winger, and it just brings that sort of uncertainty. It's that situation where it's like, Man United and even Chelsea beforehand, with Antony and with Modric, even though I don't think Antony has that much ability, they're like record labels that shelf artists. They're almost like, all right, cool. We're going to sign this artist. And then because them two artists might compete with them, let's just sign them as well. It's like you sign 3-4 wingers and you just go, all right, go on and impress me. And it's not real much intent. So although I don't think Antony would have been a success at Liverpool, I think that Liverpool did dodge the bullet. I just think I feel a little bit sorry for him coming into a side, scoring a goal against Arsenal in his debut, getting, I think, a winger against Everton at one point. He scored an absolute screamer against Manchester City, providing it didn't, you know, mean anything. But that should be enough for someone to try and show some... Bruv, Man United just kicked him to the curb when they were ready.
There was Sancho first, because we bought Sancho. Remember, we didn't have a right winger for time. We bought Dan James. Dan James didn't work. We bought Sancho.
That's not true.
Huh?
Dan James, that's not true.
What do you mean?
With Dan James, he was forced at the club because of the number 7 thing, fam. I heard something to do
with
the
way I heard that. But
and then Dan James
as a United fan, Dan James wasn't it.
Didn't like it?
No. But he worked hard again. Mm. But he just ran. He just ran in straight lines. That's all he could do.
He wasn't a United player.
He must have provided for Eric at Ajax. Though,
Sancho came. Sancho wasn't doing his thing. He had to go and take a sabbatical, went to the mountains. 10-10 sent him. And the man was just like, we got to get someone else. And he splashed on Antony.
That Sancho thing is that's after
the
fact.
No, I'm saying, remember, Sancho had a whole season at United and it didn't work out for him. Then we got Antony after that.
Yeah, but it wasn't that Antony signing like under Ten Hag's like first
When yeah, because Sancho wasn't working under. We had Sancho for a whole season in Sancho the Ronaldo season.
Mourinho.
When Ronaldo was there, no. Sancho was there under Ten Hag. Oli. And then he was there under Ragnik. And then Ten came in.
Yeah.
And obviously we've seen, like, these times, man were bantering Sancho. Even on Filthy, man were bantering Sancho. Like, he's not that guy. He's been dead, blah, 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 blah. So then we got Anthony. Maybe. Can you remember, we've only have one right winger. Ahmad, I think, was on loan. Mm. So we had Sancho. We brought Anthony. Anthony came in and it just hasn't worked. Our wingers ain't worked. And now we've gone to the three, four, like the five. Like, it's just not working.
But even that business, then, the one I'm thinking about that business. Terrible. So Sancho had 1 year to prove himself.
Yeah,
doesn't work. And then you bring in Anthony.
It's terrible business.
That's mad.
It's, no, but it's even terrible business. Because we were almost going to spend over 100 mil for Sancho. No, like, as I said, United's transfer policy is awful. No due diligence. It's just
the
timeline.
They were both 70 plus.
That's it.
Anthony and Sancho.
It's an L.
Do you know what? When you take into consideration the price, the marquee signing, the significance it probably would have had on Liverpool because he's replacing Salah. Oh, they more than missed. They dodged the
grenade.
You know
what
it is? It's the money. Because even if he went to Liverpool, he probably would have moved on by now, bruv. He probably would have sat on the bench a little bit and then just moved on for nowhere near 80 million. But, crowd, what do you think? Do you think Liverpool dodged the bullet
they know what
with
they think.
Anthony? Let us know in the comments. But right now, we got to chat to Steve O, the madman. Because we're chatting about West Ham, we're talking about Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
West Ham were very keen to sign him after a very successful loan
spell.
Yep.
But did we dodge a bullet? Nah. He went to Nottingham Forest. He opted to sign a lucrative contract.
Big money.
Turned out a disaster. But if he would have come to us, I knew it would have been different. So we didn't miss out on that player that went Forest. We missed out on the player
that you had.
That we had.
Yeah.
We got back into the England team, scored, I think, a goal of the season. He was incredible.
Why didn't he sign?
Because he got offered bare money, bro.
Nottingham Forest at the time.
So can I ask you a question? So he made the decision to not go West Ham?
No, but I heard him talk recently and I come across it and I've got it on my watch to watch later, but I heard him talk. He might have been on Stephen's show.
Is it now that he's become Korean? Have you seen his hair?
Well, he's Korean.
Yeah. He's Korean now. Yeah.
But there was something. There's a story behind why he never went West Ham and why he never went and why he went to Forest. There was some sort of story. I don't know what it is. So I'm not saying it's just money. I don't want to say that about Jess. But yeah, he's playing in Korea now. I spoke to him the other day because I've done some work with some Koreans at West Ham. Got him to do a little call for them. Still the same guy, killing it over there as he always was. The TikTok youth, killing it. It's perfect for him over there. I'm loving it for him. So it's not been bad for him. He went and picked up probably the amount of money he picked up in that short space of time. He would have got over a couple seasons if he went somewhere else. He's like in his 30s now. He's now gone over to a country, like what we're saying about you can be big in a different continent and be massive, just like Jay Boothroyd was. One second. So as a career, he's been to 3 tournaments. He's played for Manchester United for 10 years. He's earned big money and now he's experiencing something different, like our friend Colin Kazim's done his whole career. So I don't think he's a bullet. I don't think he's a bullet and I don't think we dodged
it. He's doing K-pop, bro.
But that argument doesn't strengthen it though. And I'll tell you the reasons why.
Go for it.
Because you need trajectory off the strength of what he had done at West Ham. When he's gone to West Ham, the performances I'm seeing are like, what is going on? This, like, Man United should take him back. And I think he did almost want to go back to Man United because he thought like he could do something and nothing happened. So for me, with Jesse Lingard, he's English. And he didn't go to one English club to go to another English club because it could say it was money for argument's sake. That characteristic of him being for money is in there. So he might have done it at West Ham anyway. He might have been swayed. He might have played well for a year and then go, yo, these performances are worth this. Well, this is what I was getting at United. Maybe I should have got that. Because now, although he's doing well in Korea, not to play it down, my guy, he's in Korea, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to rate.
It's mad.
When I take a look at him, I don't rate like, I rate him as a human being, as a man and all of that, like not to take it away from him. But when you take a look at what we're saying, dodge a bullet, if this is the end of the story, I'm sorry. But the man dodged the bullet.
I guess I'm defending because I like the kid, but.
No, I like him as well. But
what I'm trying to say is, how do we not know that that's part of the plan in the sense of he was always moving into business, technology, all right, clothing. Like,
that's
all the
why
rest
I stopped you before. Where this thing's called dodge the bullet. Mm-hmm. So if the man wants to do business, I've dodged the bullet, cuz it doesn't mean you're a bad player. It doesn't mean that you're. Do you know what I'm saying?
West Ham's,
West Ham's priorities, we need someone that's going to take us to the promised
land. If you're saying that, then 100%. But also, I would say as well, what he had to do to get himself back playing at that level. I don't even know if he would have wanted to do that for another five.
Good
to be
point.
Honest with you. So there's that as well, man.
So then you dodged the bullet?
Yeah, maybe. What, maybe.
The only reason why I don't think he dodged the bullet, yeah, because I think the difference between him and probably everyone on this list is we saw him. We saw him in the West Ham shirt.
Yeah.
I'm sure that might have been your best Prem finish in, maybe not ever.
Up there, we done 7-7-8.
Yeah, like it was serious. And just Lingard in general, yeah, I think like, I wouldn't say he's underrated, like, but it's kind of overlooked, innit? Like, because he was like a second choice, like a backup in the United team. Like, but if his career went different, like, he hit a little three, four seasons, bro. Like, we're Arsenal fans, Skits. You remember, bro? Man's dancing at the Emirates.
Milly Rock, Moonwalk, everything.
Banger in the FA Cup final.
He did a
like,
madness.
Jesse Lingard is a baller. And that West Ham season.
He went crazy.
He was on some
and
stuff.
If we're looking at a footballer's career, like if you judge it on social media, you get about 3 years to be at the top peaking. Then the rest of it's like you're just in and amongst it, right? And the same with a footballer. Like if you can get 4 years playing at peak level, you've done exceedingly well in a career. When you do the 10 years of it, you become legend, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Jesse's had his 4 years peaking, you know? And he's done really well.
Good 4 years.
And he ate money. He ended up being on 200K a week. Like, if you go through his whole career, when he looks back and he goes to his trophy cabinet, which is going to have loads of trophies, he's had a great career. So, and I know you're not saying he hasn't, by the way. I'm looking at you. I know you've never said he hasn't.
No,
but I just want to put that out there and just even ask the question.
And that's why I'm
nasty. What a career he's had.
I feel like the media
mash
him up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the media mash him up. He was with that whole Pogba, Rashford, dancing all the time thing.
Should've
and I feel
cut,
like that
man.
Kind of made him disillusioned with life in England.
Nah, don't do that.
I feel like it did.
You know, that played a part in the decisions he made. But big man, any decision you make as a man is your own. So
you
that's
just agreed with what I just said.
No, in terms of you're saying that's the reasons why.
No, I said that is the
media.
No,
you
just said that's one of the reasons.
No, I'm saying you said that's the reason why.
Yeah, okay.
That's not the reason. Jesse
obviously,
Lingard
we're not
going to
know what
be
the reason is, but as a speculation, that's a fair assumption to make.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want no footballer watching this to believe that we can say something here and he has the capacity to give his whole career discourse. Be a damn man, bro. Jesse Lingard, that's not good.
I'm sure he struggled mentally as well.
I take that back.
I'm sure he struggled mentally as well.
But we need to understand that's easy to say, but right now in this social media era, I've seen footballers, influencers and normal people get mashed up by social media. So at the end of the day, it don't matter.
You get mashed up by anything.
Exactly. You can be, like, as I understand, theoretically, ideologically, yes, he should have been a big man. But as a human being, I understand how it affected Pogba. I understand how it still affects Rashford. And I understand how it affected Lingard.
And guess what? Mm. That's why West Ham dodged the bullet.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th. And this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Because he looked positive over there. Yeah. Or if he continued playing over there, I don't feel like he would have flopped. I don't feel like his trajectory would have lessened. I feel like he would have carried on doing well. But at the end of the day, if someone's doing greatly at West Ham, and then he goes to another club and does thing is he should have just stayed at West Ham.
The thing is, the fact that he made that decision, if he didn't make the decision, it means that the capacity to make that bad decision could even happen at West Ham, which could get you in further problems. So I still think...
And that leads back to my point about Manchester United and that toxic culture and that leading to those bad decisions.
Crowd, let us know if West Ham dodged the bullet. Yeah. And Jesse, pull up, man.
Yeah,
hey, yeah, come on.
Jesse.
I was backing you for years.
By the way, someone was in the comments, wants to pull up.
Who's
that? Premier League legend.
Who?
Oh, Jody Morris.
Jody Morris.
Okay. When?
It's in the comments of the last one.
Jody?
Last video, and I said, you coming in?
Jody, look me clean in my eyes. Jody, you're
Northwest.
A liar.
He's from Northwest, cuz. Yeah, he wants to
Jody
pull up.
Jody knows he can pull up, bro.
Jody Morris.
Moving on, though. Moving on from one Morris to Harry Maguire.
What? Bruh. What?
Start that again. Start that again.
I like that.
No. It's staying, but you need to start again.
But
he needs to start that again.
The only thing relative is an M, but go on.
To one Morris.
From one M to another M. Not even that.
Yeah, it's just Harry Maguire.
That's the one. From one M to another M.
Oh, from one M.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Harry Maguire, listen.
To eight
listen.
M's.
We got to remember, when he was at Leicester, he was playing ball. For England, for Leicester, right? Even Pep attempted to sign him in 2019. Pep don't make mistakes, yeah?
Yes, he does.
But the high asking price deterred City. Because by the way, City don't pay a lot for players, you know?
I know.
If they don't want to.
We don't know. I feel like we don't know what they pay for players. Woo! Sometimes it's under the radar.
Allegations.
Charges.
Allegations. We're not sure.
Charges.
Is we know United paid a world record 80 million for him.
So we don't play them allegations. Yeah, and we pay.
Just straight
cash.
And since then, he's been error prone. It's been kind of peak
for
him.
He's also been, at times, one of United's strongest defenders. Yeah. There's been times where he's been out.
But before you go, we need to ask the question.
Did City... Why are we moving? Why are we saying that now?
What do you mean?
Did City dodge a bullet?
Oh, Maguire. Yeah, because we ain't asked it.
Yeah.
Hey, say my bad. Man this jumped in.
Too, you know?
The shades on.
Yeah. Same light.
Do you know what's mad, though? This morning we spoke about this player for
ages.
Ages, bro.
And do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
You lot were wilding. 8
a.m. You know I was saying some things. Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that now. Let's go in straight away. I think it is... a bullet dodged.
Yes, I agree.
You said Pep doesn't make mistakes. I think all managers make mistakes when it comes to signings. And I think Pep signings, his good signings are so good that the bad ones kind of go under the radar.
Yes.
And I think he would have been like, who's the centre back that they bought? And we said, we said he's from Kazakhstan, but he's actually from Uzbekistan.
He's going to be amazing. Like, by the way, I've spoke to people that have been watching him train, like just watching him, and they're saying, this kid, who did I speak to? It must have been a City youngster. They went, no. He went, oh, I don't know if it was Lescott. I think it was a youngster, one of the youth team player. They're like, they went, wait.
You said Lescott?
Lescott, yeah.
My bad.
He went, he's the truth, you know. He went, mark my words, he's going to be the best player in the world.
But hear this, what I was going to say, the difference between him and, is it Kuzmanov?
What's I think name? That's his name. That
I
might
think
be his name.
Something, but the guy from Uzbekistan, he's young, so there's time to
get that
right. With Maguire now,
he wasn't old. 25?
Who, Maguire?
How old was he?
How old was he when he
How old was Maguire when he
when
went
we signed him?
Yeah.
Actually, at least mid 20s. Yeah. At least mid 20s.
But for me, 80 million for City at that time, remember they hadn't won the Champions League yet. There were still things to do. I think he would have just gone in there.
Mess it up?
Not mess it up, but you don't really want to see a Maguire in a Champions
League. Let me just interject quickly. And you look at like Vardio, you look at John Stones, these are bald players. Maguire cannot turn.
Are you joking me? You not see the little runs he was doing at the end?
The wing. I know what you're talking about.
He's not as bad as people make
out. He's done that twice, I'm sure. He's at the end.
Scripps is saying turn. They're good at ball. Yeah? They're like, as in technically,
he's not as bad as people make out though.
Yeah?
I know what you're saying.
Maguire, technically, he takes ages to turn. So he couldn't be in a Pep system. Like it's one touch, bang. You get what I'm saying? Maguire takes two touches. He has to turn around and shimmy a bit. And remember, before he came to United, I can't remember what pundit was saying or ex-manager was saying it, but he plays better in a three.
Is that what they're saying?
When it came to the two, okay.
I thought I was with him. I was like, that was
good. That's why he looked good for England as well. But I actually want to know what Pep, not to disrespect Harry Maguire, because I don't think he's that bad. He was bad at parts and whatnot. I want to know what was like the... Because we're saying money was the reason City dodged, yeah? I want to know what he was seeing and what he thought Maguire would...
Trolling United,
would
man.
...bring into...
Trolling United. They've done it with Ronaldo. They've done it with Fred.
Must.
They've done it with Maguire.
I'm going to do it any of Luko. Pep didn't really want... He didn't really want Maguire. Yeah.
Was it time to do about Englishman?
He got a call from his mate. Who was the manager at the time? Who bought Maguire?
Mourinho. Mourinho wanted him. Mourinho wanted Jose
him.
Wanted him.
I think City did the same with Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted him.
This and Fred.
Maybe, maybe. But
did
I think
they do the same thing with Rice?
Don't do that.
Did they do the? I'm asking a question. Did they do the same thing with Declan?
So is there? I like this. Is there an argument to say that they just come to mess things up, and regardless of the result, if no one gets the player, they've won type of thing?
I feel like there's an element of chaos.
I'm just asking.
I think Pep is madder than we think, and when it, as he gets older, we'll see that in it. Yeah. We're gonna see him go nuts. Yeah, the documentary, the red, when players start revealing all them
the
secrets.
Real secrets.
So he's on his Jose vibe.
I think he's a mind games man.
Menace asked the question. He said, "What did Pep see in Harry Maguire?" And I think he saw a commanding, like when City had all these players that are good on the ball, not super tough. But they're not weak. They're not just ball players. They're good defenders, to be fair, the City ones that can play. But he comes in and he is an absolute amazing defender. I don't care what anyone's telling me. I know he's been error prone.
He's just
the
slow,
hindsight
yeah.
after. But up until then, I watched him from Sheffield to Hull to Leicester. He's a top draw defender.
Let me finish.
And he gets his head in where it hurts. He's not bad on the ball, like you said.
That's what I was going
to
say.
There you go as well. So if you're thinking of that and how you can improve, there are things you can improve. On the ball. You can do that. You can do ladders. You can do all of that.
Steady Eddie.
Let me ask you this, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Good in the posing box.
You'll be able to answer this, yeah? So you know, you won't be able to answer this.
He's going to die out.
Oh, wait, man.
Wait, give him a die
out. What was the question?
I'm not asking you, but I want to say that. Could we suggest then, if he went City and was training in that City system, maybe he'd be a little bit sharper? Because again, they've had Vincent Kompany. He's not.
I say like this: can you teach a man how to dance?
No, but you say
yes.
That.
Yes, you can.
Then you could have. Then you could have.
There you go.
Yeah, but will he have? But does he have rhythm?
You're not asking him to get rhythm. You're just asking him to dance.
You know, sometimes you're going to need the rhythm when it comes to like quick decisions and you're just instinctiveness. Because you're going to need decisions. You're going to need.
Rodri, people around
City
him.
Have, that's what I was about to say. City have players that in other systems might not look as... They're great players, but like Ruben Diaz could go somewhere and not look as sharp as he is at... Exactly. Ruben Diaz at City.
Yeah, he gets dragged here.
It's environment, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. It's environment.
Like Menace.
Can I?
No, go on, man.
So...
No, because you made a good point.
No, he did.
You made a good point.
Sorry. Nah, Harry would have been better in City, but he would have been training with better people. Environment would have been better.
That's what I'm saying.
And I said the question about what does Pep see. From an improvement side of things, I didn't see it like that. But if Pep's got him, realistically, Harry's got a lot to prove as well. When you look at when he signed for United, he's probably the centre-back that was going to play the most games based on the money we paid for him. He was going
to
be
no time to learn, guy. Bro.
City would have had at that time, what can we say? Diaz, Stones, Akanji, yeah, Stones, that. The lot of them. So as well as him improving, he may not have got the amount of minutes that United would have given him, but surely in that time he would have improved.
After.
Sorry, Diaz was after Maguire, but you get my point in terms of the quality he would have been with.
Why is everyone putting, like, you know, every signing you make is not a big deal. Like, who's to say this just wasn't a little squad man that sat on the bench? Like, he could have just been someone to fit the English quota. And one second,
the price tag.
The moment you go... 80 mil, you go, one, we don't really pay that for people anyway, but we're not paying that for a squad man, so you can send him United. Because I think, no disrespect, although we can have an argument say he's a good player, brother, this man can't start for Man City week in, week out. I don't care how much...
That Harry Maguire does, before he gets upset.
Not with the line that
Harry Maguire cannot start for a City side.
I believe City play too high of a line.
Let me say another thing as well. Around that time, 2019 up until now, there have been players that have gone to United that if I heard they were linked with other teams, I'd be worried. I think, yeah, he's going to go there and do well. When I hear it's United, I know nothing's going to happen. Like Sancho. I knew it. Sancho, great player. But the way your team was, the way things was going, he was never going to come in and be able to do anything. So same way, Jokeres. Now, I think if we get him, even Chelsea get him, I think he'll be really, really good. I think he'll help them. I think if you lot get him now, I don't know, bro.
I'm going to say, back to your point, I feel like if we get Mbeumo and Kuna and Jokeres, it's a win. But back to Maguire. Mm-hmm. One thing I like about Maguire is he's humble. So even if he went to City, he'd be sitting on the bench.
I'm just going to tell you, stop that point. I've worked in football. One thing we're not going to say is that man's humble. Far from. I don't give a who's offended.
All right.
Harry Maguire is not humble. All right. Let's put that to bed.
Back to my point. It's waking back up. Boom, we're up. Maguire is humble because the man were getting cussed by the United. The armband got taken away from him. Man like Rashford.
He didn't come out in the news.
Man like Rashford are doing mad things. Ronaldo is doing mad things. Sancho's doing mad things. Garnacho's doing mad things. Maguire is the only example that I would say put his head down and said, you know what? I lost the armband. The fans are killing me. Let me just put my head down and work. And he's done
that. He did.
So I think he would do that at City. I feel like he'd do that at a bear club. I feel like he would understand that. These men are better than me.
Po.
Steady Eddie.
What's happened?
They're on page two. Whatever contributions he made weren't big enough, my guy. And he's the man that's playing week in, week out. I've still seen Harry Maguire playing sides where they're conceding five in a game and two out of his four.
What's that going to do with being humble?
He's not humble. I know that. I already eradicated that. I know he's not humble.
Let's establish one thing.
He's not.
His
brothers are Egypt. I know
we're
talking. Calm down.
It's personal. I was waiting.
He's got beef with the Maguires.
Yeah, there's a deeper story.
His granddad said that I look like a rapper in the World Cup. I know this man.
You didn't say it.
Bud Maguire. 2018.
You didn't say that.
2018.
I didn't know it was personal.
His sister is the person that books for Soccer Aid. So stop that, okay?
Ross. So?
Man brought the charity involved.
I don't know what side I'm on right now. So.
That man's not humble, bro.
I see a picture of his family. They all got the same face.
No, allow it.
I'm not cussing him.
Brother, I met his granddad. They all look the same.
That's a rocket dodge still. Yeah, that's a rocket.
I'm trying to eradicate. No disrespect, yeah.
Everything.
Harry Maguire, in 2008, if he was playing then, probably one of the better defenders in the league. But at the moment, when the people that touch the ball the most are the centre-backs, the Salibas, and the Harry Maguire has no business in a Man City team.
No conversation.
He went like Bevo. He went like Bevo with a straw.
Get a strawberry.
Oh, as they're moving their strawberries from table to table, crowd, do you think City dodged a bullet with Harry Maguire? And moving on, talking about City dodging bullets, I'm going to let you talk about our next one.
This is another City bullet dodge. United involved now. Alexis Sanchez obviously went to Man United that January.
Mad.
I said from the start it's going to be that.
What year was it?
It feels like 18. Yeah, it feels like 18.
2018. 2018.
16 was Leicester's year, so yeah.
So yeah, he was linked with a move to City initially. And I think a lot of the Premier League fans were worried about that, thinking that City team getting Alexis Sanchez could have been crazy. It was reported near £50 million plus add-ons.
Mad.
Worth £13 million a year in wages.
Wow. Mad. Wow.
Big dough. Reportedly overweight at the time and nearing 30.
Well, it's reported, but he looked overweight and his birth certificate said 30, like on the way. So
yeah. And yeah, he eventually went to United. Only lasted two seasons, scored three Premier League goals, five goals in total. And before you go, as Arsenal fans, I'm sure you remember Skits, there was mixed emotions in the fan base. But me personally, I wanted him gone so badly. I wanted him gone in the summer. Because remember, we didn't get Tom. We were meant to sell him. I think it was to City. And then we get Thomas Lamar. Oh, I didn't even rate Thomas Lamar. I just wanted Sanchez gone.
Serious?
No, because remember, he was already open that he wanted to leave Arsenal. He was already open that he'd stay in the Prem.
His dogs
that he was
unhappy.
Just moving mad. Yeah, and then the season started. He was terrible, like you said. And to be fair, and I'm not just saying this because he ended up going to United. Even when he was good, I had issues with him. Like, he was like... I say he was like, you see the way you lot got Bruno? That was our Bruno. So it was like he was a really good player and he was operating at a high level. But at the same time, I feel like he was just holding us back in it. He didn't link with like, so we had Ozil at the time. He had Ramsey.
Ozil,
He didn't mix well with them. And me personally, I wanted him gone so badly and I knew he'd be bad for United. But before I let you go, all the United fans were laughing at us. You're saying it's Van Persie part two.
100%. Yeah.
It was emotionally charged.
Dippy, don't let man get away with the piano.
Oh,
don't
my
forget God. The piano. I feel like that's the last announcement like that Manchester United done. I feel like since then, I ain't seen no
Wait,
videos.
We ain't announcing no one like that no more. Still, nothing.
What I will say as well, yeah, you see Sanchez, he mashed up our whole wage structure.
Mash it up.
Like, after he came and we were paying him however much we were paying him, Martial got vexed, Rashford, all the players started getting vexed, and that's when we started paying people way more than they were worth.
Casemiro, right? Like,
yes, and that it was like a dominoes effect.
Don't do Casemiro like that, though. Nah,
but that's how it ended up.
I'm not saying.
But he deserves
You get
some
what
respect.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
what I'm saying.
He's not Sanchez.
You've got a guy that was at another good team that was on big wages, innit? Yeah. And at that time, you should have negotiated
Sanchez weren't doing well at Arsenal before
exactly.
he came in.
Exactly. So you should have negotiated some kind of, you know what, like maybe some bonuses in appearance fee or something. But you just said no. Boom. We'll just give you.
Just
more
that's what happens
making.
When you scout the timeline.
And who signed him?
Man, scout the timeline. Woodward
was this. What manager?
Oh, Jose.
Mourinho, yeah.
He came in Jose, yeah. Mourinho. Jose signed him. Massive L, mashed up the infrastructure of our club in terms of wages and just money in general.
He
was awful. Yeah. What shirt did he get?
7.
I feel like he took someone's 7.
I feel like he took someone's shirt.
He came in January.
But I could be getting it confused with Ronaldo and Martial.
Or Cavani.
Or was it Cavani and Martial?
I think it was Cavani. Martial's been 11
Cavani
or 9.
Cavani and Ronaldo, yeah.
Cavani and Ronaldo.
I might have confused him
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, nah, he took the 7. I think Depay went in the summer and then you got him in the January.
But yeah, Sanchez mashed us up.
One of the reasons I'm going to do this is because you said he messed up your...
Wage structure.
Mm-hmm. At City, that doesn't matter to City. So what I'm saying, the thing that messes you lot up doesn't mess them lot up. So
it depends though, because it's all about red eye.
You need to apply the context to the why it mash up the wage structure. He made big dough and he was bad. Yeah. So that made the players that were on less say, hold on.
You get what I'm saying?
So again, so if he went City on 270 or something, Raheem and them man there would have been like, Pep,
what?
What's going on? And that's what happened with Maguire.
Weren't they on that anyway?
No.
Raheem and them
they
man
all
there.
Got, a lot of them got raises after
not,
that.
Not United.
No, but even City, then they'd say, you can't have me on the same dough as my man. I'm better than him.
No, but he was the best player in the Premier League at the time.
Not when he came to Man United.
I know that season he fell
overweight. But he weren't the same
for
guy.
That era, he was considered 100%. One of the best.
It was still.
But it was at the end of the era.
No,
like,
but it was, don't get it twisted. It was still like people were, I wouldn't
happy
say worried, but like, you see when I just wanted him to go City on a just get out of Arsenal. But then when people told me, but then City will have Alexis Sanchez, then I'll be like, okay, cool. That is kind of mad kind of thing. So I was very happy that he went to a falling off United team eventually.
Did you discuss how he felt when he got there though?
That is why I think it's even more of
that's
a
why it's bad.
Board.
Yeah.
Because it went bad initially and it went bad because of him. At this point, United weren't bad enough for players to go there and that be the excuse that they weren't doing well. I don't think so anyway. Then, I don't know, when did it come out? Did that come out after? Or was it straight away?
You know I love saying it. I found out straight away. And I told everyone, and they thought I was joking, that Alexis Sanchez got there and said, send me home. And I told everybody, I was like, bro, he just said you man weren't good enough. Like he got there, it wasn't good enough. Everything was just a bit secondary. The same thing that Ronaldo echoes years later.
United fans have been saying this for years. Huh? Yeah,
from that period, everyone was saying it.
Do you know what I'm coming from?
That it wasn't run right. But boys, it's a bullet. It's a massive bullet, yeah? Because don't forget, in this bullet thing, there's different ways of dodging bullets. You can have the one that literally Donald Trump hits your ear. Yeah, woo.
It's not a real bullet. But
that's, you know what I mean? You can have the one where it hits you, to be honest with you.
How did you
doesn't
dodge
kill
it?
You.
And you didn't dodge you.
Yeah, it's mad.
You don't even realize.
It's mad. I'm trying to help you. If it hit you, it ain't been dodged.
In out.
You've been hit. You just ain't died.
You might die even in an
in-out.
You
dodged the bullet.
Say you dodged the bullet and you move where it was meant to hit. Have you dodged the bullet?
That's what United done. United thought they were getting out the way and the gunman just went like this. The gunman waited for them to move and just went, bow.
Hey, what's Donald Trump's security called? What do they call them man there?
Secret service.
Yeah, they're acting like secret service. United are secret service.
Yeah, you got in the way, you got
people
in front of the bullet.
That's crazy, bro.
Too many of those as well, you know.
Let's ask the crowd. Yeah. Was Alexis Sanchez a bullet dodge for Man City? Let us know in the comments.
What do you think?
Of course it was. See how many family members he brought over? was 10 of them at the airport.
Apparently, sorry, he got to keep the piano, which was like a 80 grand piano.
80 grand piano.
Are you kidding me? I've been looking at these pianos, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brother, they're expensive,
that
you know?
Piano can't touch no one else, bro. Take the piano with you, bro.
But listen, we are still in Manchester. Between City and United, Cristiano Ronaldo, Man United legend. Of course.
I will do this.
Go on, then.
Because I wasn't here.
Now, let's
this
talk
whole,
about it. Let's
this
talk about
team.
It. Let's talk about it. I didn't even say this.
Yeah, you said nine.
So, go yeah, on. Cristiano Ronaldo, Man United legend, out of nowhere, in the papers, on the socials, Pep wants him. He's available from Juventus. It's looking nuts. Couple days of the transfer window to go. Even me, I remember sitting here, right here, laughing at you. You said you weren't here. I'm sure Bolt and his big hand him was here. And I'm telling him, yo, you got, you're a legend. He's going to play for them and rear it. And you know what the funniest thing about it was? Because the United fans were so defeated, they were just saying, he's not going to be good there. Not even he's not going to go there. They're like, he's not going to be good. He's washed, man. He's not going to handle the pressure. And then out of nowhere.
We get him.
You get him.
Fuming.
You get him. But before that, let's talk about it. Because I think most United fans were really happy that it happened.
I cried.
See, there you go. Numbers. Cavani.
Are you mad?
Cavani gave him the seventh shirt.
It's true.
And let's have it right. Was it a brace on the debut?
Yeah,
Newcastle. It was looking nuts. It was two suits. Two of them.
Yeah, he went brilliant.
Why were you upset?
Yeah. Because I used to watch him at Juventus. And he just got in the way. It was like almost Ronaldo. Like Ronaldo would almost do what he could used to, what he was able to do back in the day, but he would just flop. A one pass from midfield to up front would be intercepted by Ronaldo, who would come into like a half space or just outside the box and pick
Getting
it up
involved.
For no reason, because no he wants reason. To be involved.
But Scribbs?
Yes.
He came in on that first season and scored 25
yes.
goals.
No, okay. So let me give context, because obviously we throw stats around, it's easy to paint narratives.
That's
right?
A good stat though.
Yeah, it's a great stat and it makes him look fantastic, yeah? Now, my thing is this. The season before he came, he finished second. Cavani was leading up top and he didn't even have to play every game. We looked better with him. Martial looked better, Rashford looked better, all our players looked better, yeah? Sancho was coming. I'm thinking, I'm excited to see Sancho and Martial link up. Then out of nowhere, Ronaldo comes. Martial gets sent on loan. And now we've got Ronaldo up top. Before Ronaldo came, we actually started the season quite well. You could say we were playing well. We were scoring goals. We were looking good. Then Ronaldo came, got a brace against Newcastle. Everybody's gassed. I was cussing him. People in my group were telling me, I'll stop being miserable. I was like, all right, cool. I can't lie. There's a bit of gas here. He's a legend. Cool. Yeah. After a certain amount of games, you're seeing he's doing no running. He's not working. The team is stretching. Greenwood's vexed at him. I remember the one game that Ollie dropped him against Everton at home. We looked. That's the best that we looked in a half in the season. Then he got brought in the second half. We drew 1-1. Alex Ferguson was talking to boxers and fighters and they were all saying, how can you drop the best player in the world? Like, Ollie wasn't man enough to make the right decisions and get rid of Ronaldo. Because Ronaldo's a man that will do good if you're a top team. But if you're in a team that's not that good, you can't have players working for Ronaldo.
Can I stop you one thing though? Don't do that to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's a manager. The manager can't walk up to the owner and say, so
no,
don't
no,
do that.
No, no, no. I understand. No, but I have to respond to what you
Scribbs,
just said.
Scribbs, let me ask you then, because you just made a statement. You said he does well at a really good team. And I'm sure all of us agree that City are a really good team.
Ooh.
Yes.
So let me ask you, if he went to City, what would have happened, do you think?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I don't think City wanted Ronaldo. I think they were trolling us. I think they were trolling because I can't see Ronaldo. Like, Ronaldo's the man. Pep and Ronaldo
don't work.
Doesn't
don't,
make sense.
Yeah. Don't work.
If you look at Haaland, yeah, Haaland, even though man cussed him for just standing in the box, if he stretches defenses, he's running, he's pulling man out of space because you need at least two men on him. Ronaldo is going to do what he wants. And when he don't get the ball, he's going to come in deep. He's going to be stamping all over your plans. So it wouldn't have worked.
Do you know why I think that it was happening? Because a little birdie told me that Fergie found out that it really was serious, right? So he then makes the call. Not because he wants Ronaldo to be at United, but he knows that if he did go to City,
gunshot,
the legacy would have been gone. And that legacy would mess up Alex, so Alex as well, because that's a part of Alex's. He signed the best player in the world. Like he saw it, right? So he knew that. So he's just gone. He said, you know what? I'm coming back in. I'm saying to you lot, go and sign him. We're not having that. The legacy is gone already. We've mashed up the legacy already. The ethos is gone already. We are not having this City take our greatest player ever. That's not happening. That's why United signed him.
But let me say this though, yeah? Is why I think, but let me tell you why I think it's a pump fake, yeah? Let Thomas Frank try sign Henry this age. I will say Arteta, grab him. Grab him. I don't care. I can't. Listen, and it's ultimate mind games.
Test it.
It's Tottenham ultimate.
Should test it,
Tottenham
know?
Should go, yeah, Henry, I think he's still got a little bit of pace.
They don't know.
They'll be like, what? The 14 shirt's there, you know. It's there. It's
hey,
ready.
You see Fergie, yeah? Fergie, absolute legend. Great, but we just got to stop listening to the man.
Yeah.
Because
you see now.
Was he 90?
Moyes.
I know.
After that situation, man should have taken a step back and been like, okay.
Hang about, what's that? Moyes is one of the greatest Premier League managers to ever have managed.
He could have got Jose.
Do you know what though? Fergie, I don't know if Fergie thought that Moyes would get the same time Fergie got. Yeah. But that's exactly what Fergie
gets
thought.
His own
because
time.
It was not going
to
happen.
When Wayne Rooney went to Fergie after we sold Ronaldo with all the peas, and he was like, yo, why are we not reinvesting this money into better players? Fergie told him to shut up. So I understand that Fergie is as much a part of the problem as anybody else. He's been, the Glazers, he's in the, remember, he was just getting paid. He's still been getting paid until the them man came in and were like, yo, we need to cut this off.
Yeah, was he? Like, they cut Fergie off.
Remember they cut off Alex? Yeah, they cut off his bread.
Nah,
they cut
off.
How much was he getting?
The woman, was getting bread.
There was a receptionist that was getting paid $1 million a year. She's dead.
What?
R.I.P.
$1 million a year?
She was getting paid $1 million a year.
Over 1.25 million.
What? We didn't even need to review the tapes. I was
Bloody hell.
And this is what I'm saying. The man that are enabling that madness are problematic. Fergie is enabling that madness. The Glazers are enabling that madness. They are wasting peas.
Is she Leng?
She's dead.
So pause. You see last week.
She died from old age.
Why does that matter?
So last week, yeah, when I was saying stop blaming the players, I was right.
Yeah, well, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Of course. The infrastructure's crazy. This is why when I said to you this morning, I was rating man like McFred and all these average players, I don't attack the players. I attack the infrastructure first.
You see, I RIP Kaf,
yeah? She's a martyr. Because now the Mbeumos and the Cunhas, we might not have been able to get there with that 1 mil.
She's a martyr. This is horrible. Rest in peace,
Martyr.
Kaf. I said martyr, bro.
That's her name.
Lippy, let me ask you this. So you're a CEO of a company. Yep. What would your receptionist have to do to get 1.25 million a year?
Should I tell you the truth?
I don't want to know the truth.
No, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's fine. This is a football club. Yeah. Her first touch better be on point. Yeah, she better be good in the air.
Yeah,
really. I need a defender. I need an experienced centre back.
The reason why I even brought it up in the first place is because everything I'm hearing about United, the reason it's nothing to do with actual football and let's improve the club. It's all other foolishness. Red eye, dead.
So, do we think City dodged a bullet? Yeah. Definitely.
I'd buy them.
Because City, another thing about City, Pep doesn't really sign like them big personalities like that. It's guys that would just fit in and just, you understand? Ronaldo could have kind of been a bit
He's too big of a personality,
100%.
Bro. You might as well get a manager. You might as well get him in as a manager.
If it was real, he definitely... Would you, I want to ask you like this.
Filthy's changed. I waited for the moment to come in. Filthy has changed.
Oh, that was sick.
I had to wait for the moment for him to block. Yeah.
Well, how's
it changed? Did Ronaldo to the ball of him.
Poet, I asked Poet for some of his strawberries, yeah? Poet offered them to me, and I looked at them, and I was like, because I'm a dad, I know what chopped veg fruit looks like, yeah? I said to him, oh, did you chop these? Like, he went, no, I bit them.
Woo.
That would be straight in there on the old filthy. You know what that was there? But no one cares no more. You lot are just all.
So I bit strawberries.
You bit strawberries and handed them to me, yeah.
No, that's not what
that's
happened.
That's aphrodisiac. You bite a strawberry, you give it to the gal, eh? Or the man, or whatever.
If that's how you saw that situation, yeah?
As a witness, I'm not taking a stand.
Aphrodisiac.
I don't know if that happened.
That brother, if that's how he seen it, that says a lot about his personality, you know? You've got to sit down with someone,
man. You asked him why they cut, he said, because I bit them.
Thank you.
Where's the lava?
What? Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Menace, watch this. Because Menace, he goes... I said, what? Can I have a strawberry?
Yeah.
So I said, can I get one? He goes, why are they like that? I said, can I bit them?
Because you're handing
me. You're handing me bit strawberries.
Yeah.
So why are you asking
why
for them?
Why are you asking for it?
Well, why are you? I didn't know they were bit.
Why can't you bite strawberries?
What am I meant to do? Stick it in my. Shut up. I'm going to do this show, man.
Oh, that, hey. But like, that goes right in there with your bit strawberries. That,
yeah.
Strawberries up the. Yeah. Sorry, mate. Go on, carry on.
Oh, we got there in the end.
Finally.
You end it. So, crowd, did City dodge a bullet with Cristiano Ronaldo? Who's currently in Saudi Arabia doing all right for his age, I guess.
They don't want him.
He might be going into Miami.
He almost went to the other team.
You're talking rubbish.
That's what I'm hearing.
You're hearing rubbish.
The 600 fans that go to the games, I'm hearing.
I heard he almost went to another other
that was the first time they ain't won that.
It's because of the Club World Cup. He wants to play in the Club World Cup, innit? That's what it was.
He's annoying.
El Nassr are working hard to contract him still into the club. Because I think he's running out of his contract.
It never would have worked. If anyone wants to know why, just read Ibrahimovic's book and go to the part where he works with Pep Guardiola just to see how Pep Guardiola deals with big personalities.
Yeah, same as Henri said it.
Not
same.
On it.
Yeah. Is it?
Away.
I can believe that.
All right. Listen, I think we should end on something that's very interesting. And that is...
Steve-O's facts of the day.
Do you know that Palace... have sold 45% of the business. So John Textor, that's the owner, he sold 45% of a share to Woody Johnson.
Who's that?
Penis.
Hang about. That's Woody Johnson.
Only you would know that.
Woody, right?
Only you would know that.
Woody Johnson.
Funny story.
The other guy was called John as well.
Woody Woodpecker. How many Woodies do we know?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Woody and Kleiny.
Woody from Toy Story.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
But anyway... Woody Johnson is the grandson or great-grandson of the Johnson & Johnson. So you know Johnson &
Johnson. The baby
oil. They used to own the New York Jets.
I don't feel like that's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
Of course it's not.
Brother, he's one of the wealthiest people in fact, the family, one of the wealthiest families in America, but they are obviously alleged. It's not alleged. Their powder gives people cancer. They have hid things on the bottle, the labels.
Are you serious?
But yeah, like, it's a madness what they do. Yeah. So this guy coming over into the Premier League, I don't like it.
Same. Can I say something as well? You see how everybody was outraged about Arabs buying football clubs?
Yeah.
About sports washing and all that madness. Yeah. Americans are doing exactly the same
Been
thing.
Been doing it.
They're literally creating all these mad financial structures and all these paper. Like, it's just mashing up everything.
Mashing
Nothing's
it up.
Transparent. It's crazy.
Yep.
The stakeholders are trying to... It's all about money. And for me, that's going to destroy the game. It's not sustainable.
Yeah,
it could destroy Palace because... No, let me be honest.
They might be the new bad boys.
Big up my Uncle Nigel. It's my dad's brother. He's a Palace fan. Big I don't Uncle know why because we're from nowhere near South London, but he supports them. This is Palace. They represent our culture very, very
massively.
Well.
Massively.
Shout out, Kenny.
This man is a Republican, Trump supporter.
Mm.
What?
He was a USA ambassador to the UK.
Oh my.
Yeah? His biggest event during his tenure was the UK leaving the EU. And we know how them Leaver people, them, yeah.
Mm.
What? Brexit? That was his last...
Brexit bandit? Nah.
And Palace does not scream Brexit
at all. Let's give it
you
5 years and let's see.
Let's just say one thing, yeah? Eze, when you're ready.
Yes.
Ameteta.
Ameteta.
Gehi.
This is where you lot get emotional, and I'm sure our crowd will
Adam
not.
Morton as well.
It's
Sorry.
Business. Although he's a Trump supporter, he's this, he's that, Republican, Brexit, this, that, the other. When it comes to business, he only sees the colour of money. That's Broski. What I'm trying to tell you.
Our owner owns the Rams, bro. Owns LA Rams. Like, big infrastructure.
Hey, and by the way, it's important to know that this geezer old Willie. Is his name Willie?
Woody, yo, man. Woody. You know what his name is.
Bro, you know his name.
Old Woody Johnson. Oh, is a Johnson? Oh my God, a Johnson?
Oh, it's Woody.
Is a Willie?
Yes, that's why I said penis.
Is it?
Man's
oh.
got two different names for penis.
Okay. anyway, so Woody, it's important to say he's been after a football club. Obviously, we know football, for some reason, is good business. He was trying to sign Chelsea.
Match made in heaven. You get what I'm saying?
He tried to sign them for $2 billion.
And look at the youngsters they're signing as well, by the way.
By the way, most businesses are racist. So I'm trying to tell you lot.
Most businesses are racist.
Not even the people,
class.
You know.
That's class. That is class.
Yeah, that's true.
Most businesses are racist.
It's filthy.
The business or the people?
Both.
The business.
Mate. So if I go company house and I look it up, he's going to say, racism. The people. Over overview. Is that under overview?
Right, what I'm going to say is, you dickhead Rasta. Listen to this. If anyone should know, you should know. I seen you on the marches. Hey.
Come on, dickhead Rasta.
I said I seen you on the marches.
Hey, I got you. I got you.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying is, you know more than anyone. Let's get real for a sec, right? And that's all the jokes
are there.
What you're
saying is facts. For something that you're actually invested in, you've been a part of from grassroots, you know it's a working class sport.
Yeah, man.
So you cannot
bring that.
Not even bring that, but you can't stand for it. Don't enable it. Don't make excuses for it. You get what I'm saying?
There's a thing called, I think it's called EXG points or XG points, and all businesses have to have them. And
you do like ESG.
ESG, right?
Environmental, social,
oh, governance.
That's XG.
Goals and stats and that, yeah?
Mad, because I'm thinking, why do you got expected goals in business?
With these, you're right with that, what you're saying. And I think Chelsea probably, not Chelsea, sorry.
Crystal Palace
probably didn't give a hell about their
money,
their thing. Right. Anyway, but it's important to say as well. So Woody's missus, Saley Johnson, on a daily. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on a Johnson daily.
so now we're back in it.
She divorced him and went with Ahmed.
Ahmed Rashad.
Yeah.
And that is a bad man.
He's got some melanin.
So Johnson, there's my conspiracy. Johnson has bought Palace for revenge.
He's gonna put,
you know, there's better Ahmeds there.
He's gonna say Mateta's reserve. Eze, centre back.
Yeah,
you get
man.
Me?
You're
yeah,
gonna mess it up. You're gonna mess up Palace and because they know that's the heart of the culture of football.
Back there.
It all starts from Palace.
There, you watch him, Mark Gatty tries to put love Jesus.
It's all right. Cutting. Yeah, he's cutting already.
Yeah, but he loves all that. He loves all that.
Everybody needs to go in and buy their players.
Yeah, Eze.
That's what I'm saying.
So he was a NFL club owner.
Player.
He was a player. What?
So she went from old money to like kind of newish money.
Nah, but hey, let me tell you something, rude boy. His money is not touching the Johnson.
Not at all. Yeah, that's old money, innit? That's old money. You can't compete with old money. But you can still enjoy and have a good time with young money.
Spend it on a patty.
Young money and young Johnson.
Yeah. I think she wants, she left the old Johnson for some new young Johnson.
He ain't even young. That's why I start.
No, old Johnson for young Woody.
All they do, like with all of the pharmaceuticals, they'll go like that. Let's change the wording on this.
Covering it up. So they'll just change the wording and keep the same thing.
Let me tell you something, because I tell you all of that to say, my little cousin, she...
What? What did she do?
No, she was a prostitute. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Has someone given you head like that?
Whoa.
Is that how you receive head?
Whoa.
Is that what happens?
I don't understand.
Because
who's
I don't know what's going on.
Who's that?
Brother. That was a Lucozade in your hand.
Nah, bro.
Well, that's because you lot got the wrong thing.
You got the wrong thing.
I said, Lippy's coming back.
That's the last trip.
What's that?
That's the last trip. You know.
What
have you done to Lippy, guys? Do that.
Man, hey, Lippy, I'm sorry.
You got the vein popping out of his little head.
What?
That is mad.
What are you talking
last
about,
bit of
bro?
Drink.
Hey, this can't run. This can't run again. So this can't run again.
All right. What I was gonna say is my cousin drunk the powder.
Talcum powder.
Yeah, man.
You made that noise for talcum powder. He went.
So I used to eat Shaker Vac.
Shake a vac.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what he just said?
What is that? Ain't that the vacuum cleaner?
What did you used to eat?
I used to eat Shaker Vac. Brother,
you used to eat Shaker Vac.
So not
the
every
smell nice
as a kid.
On the
yeah, as a kid, no one's got something they used to eat.
Yeah, food.
I remember being like 4, 5, picking things up off the wall and little things. Yeah. But one time I done it and it tasted nice.
Scribs definitely is that boy.
I was like 4 or 5.
Nah, Scribs, you've eaten.
Yeah.
You've eaten.
Yeah, 100%.
Scribs ate ass. Scribs ate ass.
Nah.
Yo, don't try and bring me into you, man. No, that's your thing. That's your thing.
Those are you, man. That's his thing. That's his thing.
My you at 4 or 5, pick up something from the floor. I'll embarrass
you. You wouldn't know. You would not know. I kept that shit to myself. I used to sniff chairs as well. Anyone used to do that?
Oh, you're going too far.
Everyone, everyone had a smell.
I heard what you said, by the way.
And don't forget, the Patreon, become a member. Get access to behind the scenes of all the episodes. Obviously, we've been missing for the last 2 weeks and we are coming back next week. Unfiltered, we're going to have some player cam. Obviously, more exclusive Patreon content dropping soon. Filthy out. But my headphones, I can't hear no one.
Why is your glasses playing?
Out of nowhere.
Why is your glasses playing?
But yeah, Filthy Fellas live show Wednesday the 13th of August. Get your tickets ASAP.
Where is it?
Hackney Empire.
All right then.
Star-studded crowd. Mm.
What?
There's bare people in the crowd.
It's true, it's true.
What are you talking about?
Henri's coming.
Carry on.
That's Henry.
Obviously, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, man. Boop. Filthy out.
Filthy out.
Bye. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.